Welcome, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. For those of you that haven't been with us all this week, you really need to go back and watch all of these broadcasts to come up to speed. We're talking about the Christian chain of command, and obeying it guarantees good results. So, Father, we thank you again today, and we thank you and praise you for insights and ideas and concepts of your thoughts and ideas and concepts of life and godliness. And we thank you that this book covers all of those things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Now then, let's go back now to the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians once more. 28th verse, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying or building up, that it may minister grace to the hearer. What a commandment. You may spend a lot of time with nothing to say for a while. I was that way when I first found out that I have what I say from Brother Hagin. I didn't know that. And then I realized I've been cursing myself for years. Scared me to death, thrilled me to death. I'm dying to go. You're lying. Why use death to express yourself? I'm telling you, the Lord jerked me up over that. Don't you ever do it. And don't you ever jump out from behind a door and frighten your children ever again. Not for fun or anything else. Fear is not of me. Don't use it. Don't use the works of my enemy to express yourself. Are you going? No, I'm afraid not. You're afraid not. Sorry. You sorry thing? Well, that's what you called yourself. Anyway. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption. Listen, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Listen, the head of the church wrote this in a letter to us. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Be ye therefore now. Let's move over. Be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also loved us, giving himself for us. Now go over here in this fifth chapter. Chain of command. Seventeenth verse, were you not unwise in understanding what the will of the Lord is? Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, there's a chain of command right there. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear or the reverence of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband. Your own husband. As unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. gave himself for it, that he might sanctify or separate it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any other thing, but that it should be holy without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself, for no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord, the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones, and for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Children, I wrote up here, the body of Christ, chain of command. I wrote that in my Bible right there. And it goes back to Genesis 2:18. Oh, well, all right. Somebody's looking at what? And the Lord said, who said?
The Lord.
Elohim. The Lord. It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. He called an elephant an elephant. That's why he's an elephant today. I'm totally convinced that they acquired their color when he called them, because he was in God's class. The Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh instead thereof, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She is also called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. They shall be one flesh. Don't you know she was beautiful? Handmade. Glory to God. But they had commandments. One. Well, okay. Now we come back to the book of Ephesians. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, you live long on the earth. He did not say, the Lord, the Spirit of God did not say, as long as they're really nice people. Now, I was blessed with honorable parents. There are those that were not, but that's a commandment. And you don't just keep it to yourself. Amen.
Amen.
And you don't get hurt when you don't get a right response. There's a woman asked me to witness to her dad. She didn't know whether he was saved or not. She told me about the living facility where he lived. And he had a problem with one of his arms. And he carried it. I never did know whether it was because he had a stroke or what, but he didn't walk like he had. So I went in, and he was upstairs. He came downstairs. And I was sitting there, and I had my Bible. And so he came down to introduce myself to him. And yeah, he said, my daughter told me. And so I turned over there to Romans 10. And I just read there, you know, any man that believes that God raised Jesus from the dead and confesses him as Lord will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and confession to be made unto salvation. He said, thank you, Mr. Copeland, just left. Well, I saw he had something wrong with his arm, but I didn't pay attention to that. That wasn't why I was there. So I got in the car. I said, well, Lord, he heard it. So I'm asking you to see to it that just gets in his heart and mind to where he can't turn that loose. Yes. That, I'm telling you, I just have him dream about it or whatever else I said. And because I was a laborer sent across his path at the request of his daughter. So, and I got in my car and prayed that, and I said, well, Lord, I just cast the whole of the care over on you because you're the only one who knows his heart. Well, some time went by. Well, his daughter contacted me again. She said, oh, Brother Copeland, thank you for talking to my dad. I said, well, I didn't get very far with him. Well, she said, he called me and he said that he was afraid you were going to pray for his arm and he didn't want you to pray for him down there where everybody could watch. But when he got upstairs, he said, I don't know whether I've ever done that or not. So he said, I just got down on my knees because I believe he's been raised from the dead. And he told his daughter, something happened to me, girl. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I'm not the judge. Yes. I couldn't judge that. But it didn't offend me that he got up. I didn't know when. Very nice man. Praise God. So now, notice this. Now I'm coming now to one of my most favorite promises and blood covenant words in this book. Children, obey your parents, honor your father and mother, that it may be well with you, may live long on the earth. You fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Don't teach them wrong things. Don't teach them how to manipulate your mother. And of course, I never heard anything about that until I heard it from other people. But that goes on. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing services unto the Lord, not to men. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, good. I'm glad you finally answered me. Knowing. Gnosko. Knowing whatsoever good thing any man or any person does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Years ago, I'm talking about back in the beginning days of this ministry, to prosper other people. You've heard me talk about this. to have a prosperous soul, to that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Any good thing I can do. When I go in the men's room, I didn't have to pay for those towels in that men's room. It's part of the service. But the Lord said to me, you use only the amount of towels that you require and then clean off that counter, because somebody has to do it. And somebody will prosper you. So we began to look for ways to prosper people, ways to help. And then Jesse and Kathy and Jerry and Carolyn, Happy and Jeannie Caldwell, and what we called the glory riders. We'd take off on our bikes. Well, that was our purpose, was to prosper people and to pray for people. Even though we had on our leathers, and sometimes people didn't recognize us. But we didn't take a vacation from faith when we didn't look like preachers anymore. No. We preached to one another. Some of the greatest revelation would come on those trips. Because we're prospering people. And you've probably heard me tell this before, that one of them, there's several of them, but one of them stands out in my mind. We came into a restaurant. The restaurant was full for noon. Well, of course, we were all in our leathers and all that. And the waitress came over there. They had to put another table on the end for all of us to be seated there. And the waitress came in there. What do you want to drink? Iced tea. In fact, everybody ordered iced tea. Sweet or not? And so she came back, set that iced tea down on there. And then one or two of them said, could we have some water? Oh, she wants water. Oh. Well, to most people in this kind of a shape, any offering, any tip would have been an offering. No, something's wrong here. Nobody could keep that job for 3 days if they were that way all the time. That part of it didn't occur to any of us. I heard the word of the Lord, pray for her. So we put in the order and all that. And then she, when she came back over there, and I had shared this with everybody, how we were going to take care of this with her, according to that scripture. That's scripture. That's not script. It has T-U-R-E on the end of it. Right. You could have a movie script, but U-R-E makes it holy. So I pulled up, she came up there, and so we all stood up. I took my chair and turned it around here, and I said, come on. She didn't want to do it. I said, come on, baby, sit down right here. We're going to pray for you. I don't know anything about her. So we just all began to pray quietly, and in the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever her problem,
sister did to me. She just left me all in that wedding and that stuff.
So we were able to minister to her.
Praise God.
And told her, look, let the Lord Jesus take care of this. Then we didn't ask. I mean, we just went ahead and led her in the prayer. Let him take care of it. Everything will be all right. Don't let it get in here with you, with your job. Really? Yeah. So she brought the food out there. And she said, oh, is this okay? Is this all right? Is it okay? Everything all right? Everything is fine. Yeah, yeah, everything. You want some dessert? You want some? It changed that woman completely. Amen. Because of Ephesians 6:8. Knowing whatsoever good thing anybody does, and then same whether he be bond or free, changed her. She followed us to the door, all the way out to the parking lot. Beautiful bikes. Bye. Now she loves her sister. Because of the Christian chain of command. That is not just a promise. It's to be watched for. Take care of other people's property. And I'll close coming down to this. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore on what? The word. Having your loins girt about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts or the arrows of the wicked, take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying. It's prayer armor. It's prayer armor. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me. So you got to pray for the pastor too. Woo! Glory to God. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Did we get there? It's been a week. The chain of command, I believe, is in place. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We'll be back in just a moment.
At KCBC, it's not just about what I learn, but it's about who I'm becoming.
They don't only teach me how to preach, they equip me to lead with confidence and purpose.
They don't just talk about faith. I see them walk it out every day.
This isn't just a school. This is the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts and put them into action. Grow spiritually, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here.
At KCBC, I discovered my identity.
My purpose. My community.
My confidence.
I discovered my calling.
KCBC is an accredited college. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 through 8 says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. God gives seed for provision and to plant. Don't underestimate the power of your seed. There is a relationship between sowing and reaping, 2 Corinthians 9:6 tells us. The one who plants generously will get a generous crop. So as you sow your financial seed, you're making a way for people around the world to hear the word of God and grow in faith. Millions of people have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior through this ministry and our ministry outreaches. You have helped to send the gospel to them so that they could be born again and live a life of total victory. Thank you, partners, for your faithful giving. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love and appreciate you so much and pray for you every day. You have come alongside them to help preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. Let me pray over your offering today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One and His anointing, I declare to the windows of heaven, rain upon the seed sown by God's people today, to bring forth the manifestation of their harvest according to the abundance of heaven. And I declare all sufficiency in all things, no lack, insufficiency, but increase, increase more and more to the overflow by the blessing of the Lord, who is more than enough, full of goodness. God's blessing be made manifest upon every believer today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Now the Lord separated me as a prophet and teacher, and today a teaching under the prophet's anointing. The decision is yours, what you do about it. I can't make your decision for you. Nobody could. Jesus, I mean, he did everything. He was beat nearly to death. I mean, just beat nearly to death. And then went to hell and all of that, raised from the dead, but he could not make your decision to accept him as Lord and Savior. I had to do that. He couldn't pray your prayer for you. If you haven't accepted it, today's the day of salvation. Amen. Amen. Choose to do these things. Choose to put this command book in its place. Make sure the word of God, that's his bond. That's the reason it's called his word. Make sure that it is first place and final authority in your life. Until next time we come together around this word, which will be next week. Remember this, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Hallelujah. He is Lord. He is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.